winning. You know?
Civic Media brings you MHSAA High School Basketball on WMBL Radio. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fineline Tire, Kirkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Toyota in Ashland, and by Wood Deck Builders in Ironwood. And now, let's go out for all the exciting action of high school sports.
Good evening, basketball fans from Houghton High School. It's boys MHSAA Regional 25 semifinal action tonight as the Lake Mariners Cardinals take on the Dollar Bay Blue Bolts. Right here at Houghton High School, I'm Ron Hoverson alongside Randy Charles and Jason Juno from the Globe joins us during the pregame. Nice crowd filing in. Randy and Jason, this is going to be a wild one.
Big crowd. Welcome, folks, from WMPL as well. We sure welcome you to joining our broadcast. We got a good crowd here tonight. Good game ahead of us. We got two real good teams out here. Two teams that have shown a lot this season, and both are looking good in these. So far, the end of the season to the postseason. Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it'll be another great game like we had in the district final. I know the regular season matchup between these two teams wasn't great, but I think it'll be a bit different tonight. Wakefield Marinesco has Chase Lane back, and I can't imagine they're going to let Liam Turtle go off for 10 three-pointers, but he's certainly capable of doing it again. He's one of the best players I've seen this year.
He's a good shooter, and I had to, if you want to call it the pleasure of watching that game, I called that game when Dollar Bay went to Wakefield Marinesco back on January 12th, Dollar Bay winning 72-49, and Liam Turtelot, 10 three-pointers. He had 38 points that night, and he didn't even score in the fourth quarter. I don't know. I don't remember if he sat down or if he just they subbed and he didn't shoot at all, but... yeah, he had a fantastic night. He outscored the Cardinals at halftime. He had 24 at halftime. The Cardinals had 22. It was just a great shooting night. It was a good. I mean, we've seen him play a couple of years now, and it's almost what you expect from him. I don't know if he'll get 38 tonight. If you're a Cardinal fan, you certainly hope not. But he is a good shooter, and he's something that the Cardinals really are going to have to focus on. But he's not the only guy in that ball club. They're a very good shooting ball club. They're very quick. Caleb Kentola at guard, Jesse's kid. I've seen him a couple years now. We saw Dollar Bay here last year against Besmer, so we're quite familiar with his ball club.
That we are, and you know, and don't undersell Wakefield. They're going to have a little bit of a height advantage with Pengrazi inside going 6'4". He's only a sophomore. Wakefield's got a young team, but they've got some seniors mixed in with them. But they're going to have some height in there, but. Boy, this Dollar Bay team can jump with anybody, though. They really can.
This is a very quick team. They move the ball well. They run the floor well. They're breaking up for baskets on rebounds. They're just they're kind of a fun team to watch. You don't like to see them play when they're playing against a team you're kind of favoring. I like to see Dollar Bay play against a team that I don't care for because they're a very fun team to watch.
Well, and they're on a mission, too, after what happened to them last year in that regional semifinal against Besmer, giving up that 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. And they've been playing well all year. It's the big question for me tonight is what does Wakefield Marinesco change from that first game? That zone has worked for them so well all year, but it didn't work that night. And are they going to switch to a man, or how are they going to try to defend Turtle?
Right. And one thing for the Cardinals in this game that wasn't there back in January is they'll have Chase Lane to kind of offset. If he has a good night, he'll maybe offset some of the scoring of Dollar Bay. And he's good for anywhere between 10 and 20 points a game. So not having him in the lineup was a big thing.
We saw him on this very floor 2 years ago as a freshman.
Yeah.
And he came alive with threes he couldn't miss. He carried Wakefield through near to the end of the game. They ended up losing, but that was still really an enjoyable game to watch him. And now he's a junior, excuse me, and so, yeah, Chase Lane can shoot that ball like anybody can. He's a real good shot.
Yeah, that was the game against Lake Linden here. So this is our third year up here. Just want to mention, Randy mentioned WMPL. That is on 920 AM and 107.3 FM. We did get a score from the other side of the bracket at halftime. It's North Dickinson 30 and Crystal Falls Forest Park 21. Anybody shocked by that score this early?
Well, this guy was shocked. I tell you what, we've just seen 43 to 36 at third quarter now. Crystal Falls is down. We've seen Crystal Falls before, and they're just awesome. But I haven't seen North Dickinson. Jason, have you seen them?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, I saw them play football in the state championship game. So I know they got some good athletes. Not too surprised that they're good at basketball too. And to be playing a rival in the regional game like that,
They beat Denver pretty handily in what, early January. Was that
15 points? I think
it was. What was that score? 46-33?
43-34.
43-34 at the end of third quarter. Winner of this game will play the winner of that game in Nagani on Thursday. Well, if you remember last year, we talked about this on the way up here. The snowstorm that hit these regionals and the districts pushed everything back 2 days last year. What a difference tonight. What was it, 48 degrees?
Yeah, just beautiful out there.
Beautiful night, yeah.
Yeah, whoever the winner of this game, whoever wins this game, they've got a real challenge in their next game. That'll be fun. It'll be a fun game.
Yeah, those are. This Division IV class is loaded with some talent. You got Tickford on the other end. Not sure about who they play, but they're coming in undefeated, and they're playing. I think I have it here. Yeah, they're playing Rudyard. Rudyard's 14-10. Tickford 23-0. That's regional Region 26. Crystal Falls Forest Park 19-4. North Dickinson 20-3. But Crystal Falls had the higher ranking all year long, I believe. Once they got Giuliani back in January, they kind of went up the rankings, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, they started beating some teams by some pretty good margins, and that's kind of why tonight is so shocking to see them down. But like I said, you play a rival in the regional game, and a good team. You never know what can happen.
Right. Right. Dollar Bay comes in the last UP poll. Dollar Bay was ranked number 3 in the UP. They were number 9 in the state. They tied with North Dickinson in the state poll. They defeated Wakefield Marinesco 72-49 back on January 12th. Dollar Bay comes in with a 21-2 record, losing to Marquette and Barriga. When I talked to Coach Kentula in Wakefield, I said, what are you doing playing Marquette? He said he just wanted to get up against a tougher team, and he didn't realize how big they were when they got there. But sometimes you got to jump out of the conference and play some other powerhouses.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't hurt at all. It doesn't hurt to go up against some of those good teams. That's good. That lets you know, really and truly, it gives you a little practice, lets you know where your guys are and what some things you can work on.
They defeated Barriga in the district final last Friday night, 49-43. And Wakefield Marinesco in a classic ball game in Bessemer. They were down 41-33 with 2 minutes to go and outscored Bessemer 10-0 to win that game 43-41 to get here tonight.
So don't count out Crystal Falls in the fourth quarter?
I would not count out anybody.
No, that was an amazing comeback last week, and you're right. Crystal Falls has some talent on that team. And they're still a young team. They've got a lot of guys back next year in Crystal Falls team. So we got some great teams coming next year, too. Although this is the year we're talking about, this year. This is what counts now.
One game of interest in the over in the Wakefield-Bessemer-Ironwood area is the WIA Boys Tournament starts tonight in Wisconsin. And Shawamigan at 6-18, taking there on the road to Edgar. Edgar comes in with a record of 11-13. The Hurley North Stars will play the winner of that game Friday night in Hurley. But Hurley got the bye. They got the 2 seed in their bracket, and they'll take on. I give the edge to Edgar a little bit. I'm not familiar with Edgar, but I certainly know they're a football powerhouse, and they've had some good basketball teams. You might be a little more familiar with that game.
Yeah, I would think Edgar Schwamigan's best player has been out, and Edgar's just real solid. Like you said, they're pretty good at basketball, too. It's not just football.
Yeah, they're a solid school. They got a good sports history down by outside of Wausau in that area. So the winner of that game will take on Hurley. girls action tomorrow night on WUPY. It'll be district semifinals from UN Trail Creek High School. In the first game, it'll be Bessemer Speed Girls taking on the always tough UN Trail Creek Panthers. I believe that is a 4:30 Central Standard Time start. And in the nightcap, it'll be Ontonagon taking on Wakefield Marinesco. UN Trail Creek got the number one seed. Wakefield Marinesco got the two seed. And a lot of fans early in the season figured it'll probably be UN Trail Creek against Wakefield Marinesco in the finals. But you never can tell.
No, you can't. You got to look good if you're a UN fan right now. UN, we got to watch them play on this court 2 years ago. They lost to the eventual state champs, Ishpeming. They had everybody back. Their oldest girl was a sophomore last year. They lost to the state champ in the state championship game. They have everybody back this year. So you got to think they're heavily favored to continue on. And Wakefield Marinesco is probably the only local team that can match up with them. They've got the people that can match up with them. But that's one good team.
And there's some good girls teams in that Division Four. When you look at the districts going on now and the regionals next week, it's going to be a tough road. Whoever goes over the bridge in Division Four girls is going to earn it.
Well, that's for sure. That Lance Hancock game in the district semifinal tomorrow should be really good, and see who comes out of that Copper Country district.
And those games in UN are on WUPY. You can pick that up on WUPY website. The signal in Wakefield is pretty strong. You should be able to get it there. It's fairly good in Bessemer. You can also download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to the game there. And if you do that and look at the WUPY website, it'll be crystal clear wherever you are. You can hear it in Saudi Arabia even.
Okay.
Even though there's bombs flying over there, you can hear the...
Listen to that down near bomb shelter, then that's okay.
All right, with that, we're going to take a two-minute break. We'll come back after the national anthem. Randy will have starting lineups, and we'll be set for basketball tonight here in Houghton High School. Dollar Bay Blue Bolts taking on the Wakefield Marinesco Cardinals in regional semifinal action. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
Why shop at Kirkus Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkus Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkus has it. Kirkus has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkus Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
At Fine Line Tire, you're more than a customer. You are our guest. Quality tires, expert brake and alignment work, and friendly hometown service. Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where they serve you, the guest.
Get blankets for every occasion at Surplus Outlet. Good for camping, hockey games, or decorating your home. Plus, Surplus Outlet has water bottles, thermoses, coffee mugs, stainless steel wine glasses, and so much more. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton.
Here in Houghton High School. Randy.
Hey, we may get these starters in before the noise reel starts out here. We'll find out. First of all, for the Dollar Bay Blue Bolts, coached by Jesse Cantala. Number one, Caleb Cantala. He's a 5'9 senior. Number two, Baron Colbert. He's a 6'1 junior. Number 13, Noah Tortolot. He's a 5'11 freshman. Number 20, Liam Tortolot. He's a 6-foot senior. And last, number 23, Tyler Yanni. He's a 6-foot freshman. So you got two freshman starters on this Dollar Bay team. Four, Wakefield Marinesco Cardinals, coached by Pat Libertoski. Starting first, zero, Brock Pengrazi. He's a 6'4 sophomore. Number three, Chase Lane. He's a 5'9 junior. Number five, Garrett Prisby. He's a 5'9 senior. Number 23, Ian Miskovich, is a 6-foot sophomore. And number 55, Eli Hewitt, is a 6'1 senior. Officials for tonight's game, Shana Rutzela, Brian Rimpola, and Corey McCulloch.
I don't know why they're not introducing the...
I don't know either. They were standing there, and I thought, well, we got ahead of it. Now they are.
They're waiting for you.
I guess they were. Once we got done, now we can do it. Well, Rod, you got lots of time now. You can talk to people.
They probably didn't know the starting lineups until they were listening to the radio.
That's probably what happened. They're sure they were tuned into WMPL here. And finally picked it up and said, okay, now we know who they are.
Boy, that was
a little unusual, that long of a pause there, and I thought, what's going on? But I was going to keep going. Well, I said I'd get ahead of the noise, but I didn't think that was how. Anyway, folks,
all right,
we got a lot of players out there ready to play. They're just waiting.
Cardinals just in their traveling dark uniforms, red jerseys, red trunks with white numerals and red and blue trim, red, white, and blue trim. Dollar Bay dressed in their home white jerseys, white trunks, blue numerals with blue and red trim as well. Colbert being introduced to the crowd. Aaron Garrett Prisby.
Well, definitely you got to figure that the Dollar Bay Blue Bolts are the favorite as they go into this game. But again, these are two good teams. Cardinals have been playing much better in the end.
Yes, they have. They have really come on. They had a stretch. They had a 3-game losing streak. Middle of the season, they lost to Ironwood, Lawrence, and Berga. They kicked it back in. Had an overtime loss to Besmer. Besmer is a fine basketball team. Losing
really
to Besmer
good.
Is,
really
not
good
a,
team.
Is not a, a bad thing.
Besmer was ranked number 5 in the UP there for a good chunk of the year.
And I think the Cardinals have been playing good basketball these last few weeks.
And talking to Coach, when we were down there talking to both coaches, talking to Coach Libertoski, and he says the one improvement that he has, along with Chase Lane coming back, is he's got those two sophomores and a freshman that he's got up there playing. There is 6th, 7th, and 8th players right now, and actually by one of them starting tonight. But he said they're already got a year of seasoning in, another year of seasoning in. So he feels that that's really advantage to helping him too. With that, Rod, back to you. We're ready to start.
Okay, it'll be Pengrazi and Colbert jumping, and the tip is going to go to Caleb Kentala. Dollar Bay going off to our left. Kentala, looks like the Cardinals are in a man-to-man.
Yeah, starting out a man-to-man.
Colbert goes right wing. This is off to number 13. I got to get used to these numbers. Noah Turtelot is 13. Here's Liam. Started by Frisby. Liam will take it all the way to the basket. His shot up and in. Didn't take long for Liam Turtelot to get on the board. He's got two. Dollar Bay's going to put some full court pressure on the Cardinals. Chase Lane's going to bring it into the front court. Working in Caleb Kentala. Lane directing traffic out there. Lane looking for an opening. Comes off a screen from Pengrazi. Gets the ball to Pengrazi now. Top of the key. Pengrazi goes into Lane, turnaround jump shot. That's off the iron, no good. Rebound Hewitt, his shot up and in. Eli Hewitt with the basket. Eli Hewitt with good position. Quickly up court. Dollar Bay, we're going to have a foul called on the Cardinals. Shot is, ball's going to be before the shot. And they're going to call it on Miskovich.
Well, Ian Miskovich picked up 5 fouls in the Besmer game as well. Oh.
I didn't even see what happened there. I was marking my score sheet.
The inbound play to
Noah Turtelot.
He put it in right under the basket. He was wide open underneath the basket.
Somebody failed to cover Noah Turtelot.
And he was fouled, so he's going to the line.
Free throw is up and in. Pengrazi with the foul.
Yes.
5-2, Dollar Bay. Chase Lane into the front court.
Almost lost it. Here's Miskovic. Miskovic that picked up his dribble. He's got to find a teammate. Does. Chase Lane. Chase Lane comes off a screen. Gives it off to Miskovic, right corner. Now Lane. Lane takes it top of the key. Over to Pongrazi.
Caleb Cantwell is doing a nice job on Lane. He won't let him shoot because Lane will shoot from anywhere.
Pongrazi driving in. Turnaround jump shot. That's short. Rebound comes down to...
Nobody.
Eli Hewitt tried to save it. And it's going to go over to Dollar Bay.
Pongrazi so far has taken it inside, but he's not inside, really. He's just like mid-range, and he's getting those turnaround shots. And that's you'd like to see him set up inside, take advantage of that height.
Caleb Kentel in for the front court. This is off to Colbert in the left corner. Carter close to that. Pongrazi. Colbert goes strong to the lane. His shot off the mark, no good. Chase Lane pulls down the rebound. Dollar Bay gets back on defense. Lane. Frisbee's going to fire up a three from the left wing. That's off the mark, or left corner, I should say. Miskovic runs down the rebound. Cardinals will reset here. 5:39 to go first quarter. 5-2, Dollar Bay. Glad you can join us on WJMS and WMPL. From Grosley in the lane. Spin move. This one falls in.
He got a little closer. He got in there about 3 feet from the basket that time. Where he's just tough.
He must have had you on the radio, Randy, because he did exactly what you said he should do. Kempala, top of the key. Noah Turtelock, picked up by Miskovic. Turtelock going to drive in. Tossed it over to Yanni, and Yanni wasn't ready for it. The ball went out of bounds.
Yanni was actually cutting to the basket. It kind of went over the top of his head. Frisbee missed that first rim. Just his last couple games, he's been off on his threes, but he sure has played defense and he's played everything else. Pongrazi with a long three.
Pongrazi fires up a three. That's off the mark. Holiday running the floor. They got Cardinals get numbers back on defense now. This is Yanni. Right wing. Colbert, top of the key over to Liam Turtelot. Turtelot guarded by Frisbee. Turtelot driving baseline. Goes around Hewitt. Reverse layup is good. Liam Turtelot just kept going and going, and nobody really cut him off.
They didn't cut him off. That's right. A little bit slow on defense there.
Derek Frisbee, and we got a timeout. Frisbee was double teamed at half court. We got a break in the action. We'll take one as well. 4:29 to go first quarter. Dollar Bay 7, Wakefield Mariners 4. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
In today's real estate market, you need to work with a real estate professional you can trust. This is Adam Sherry with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. I am dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise possible for my clients. Whether you are buying or selling your primary residence, a second home, or relocating to a new neighborhood, we can help make sure you get the best result possible. Contact us today via qnlrealestate.com by calling 906-482-1000 or stop into the offices of RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate on Sheldon Avenue in Houghton.
Stop right across the timeline. It's easy double team there. You never do that.
Lane driving in, and we got a reach and foul called on.
I believe that's on Cantola.
Yes, it was. Cantola picked up his first. Lane will toss it in. Baseline right of the basket. Comes into Frisbee. Pongrazi. Pongrazi working the left side. Spin move inside. Pongrazi too hard off the glass. And this is going to be off of Dollar Bay. Ball rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinals.
Colbert with the last to touch the ball. He went up high over Hewitt and is able to knock it out of bounds.
Chase Lane, right wing, working against Kentwell. He's going to fly up a three, and that's off the mark. No good. Kentwell pulls on the rebound. Quickly into the front court. Back to Liam Turtelock. Liam driving in, jump shot. That one rolls off. Eli Hewitt pulls on the rebound. Gives it off to Pongrazi. Pongrazi will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Turtelot. Liam Turtelot. This is Frisbee now. Frisbee working top of the key. Spin move in the lane. Pull up jump shot up and in by Derek Frisbee. Frisbee's on the board with his first two, and it's 7-6 with 3:28 to go. Kentola to Colbert. Top of the key. Guarded by Pongrazi. Cardinals staying there man-to-man. Off to Liam Turtelot. Goes around Frisbee. Goes up strong in the paint. No, he's double teamed. He throws it back out to Noah Turtelot.
I think that was a good move by Turtelot. He had two guys on him there. He fired it out to Noah.
Kempala. Liam Turtelot. Little head fake shot off the. Oh, he got the ball to go in. Looked like that was
there. Was a roll. There was a shooter's touch right there by Liam Turtelot.
Oh, it's going to be on Hewitt, I believe.
Yep. You are right. Hewitt goes out of the game with his second, and in is Bronx Constantini. 5'9 junior.
Turtelot will shoot the free throw. Tried to complete the three-point play. Free throw is off the mark, no good, and Pengrazi pulls down the rebound. Tyler Lidla into the ballgame as well for Dollar Bay. Chase Lane into the front court. Frisbee, left wing, working against Turtelot. Turtelot trying to get it to Miskovich. Ball knocked out of his hands. Constantini has it for the Cardinals. Constantini gives it to Lane. A lot of shaky passing in traffic.
Yeah, those were shaky, to say the least. They were poor passes is what they really were.
Chase Lane looking for an opening. Nothing there. Good defense by Kentola.
Kentola just playing them perfect.
Lane shot off the mark. So good. And Oliveira's got a breakout. Turtelot layup good. That's what they do, Randy. When they see they got the rebound, they got guys cut into the basket. That time it was Liam Turtelot, Miss Pengrazi, Chase Lane. Cardinals seem to be struggling to find shots.
Yeah, they're working hard, but they get any shot they can get.
Frisbee, he's going to draw a foul on Noah Turtelot. That will be Noah's first. And it'll be Cardinals ball out of bounds. 11-6. Dollar Bay up by 5 with 1:52 to go here, first quarter. Frisbee will toss it in. Comes in the lane. Left corner, Pengrazi. Pengrazi will fire for three. That's off the back of the air. No good. Rebound Frisbee taken away by Liam Turtelot. Turtelot off to the bat. Turtelot's going to draw a foul on Chase Lane. Lane's going to pick up his first. That is going to be the Cardinals' fourth foul here in the quarter.
Okay, I think that
are
was
they saying this is shooting?
No.
That's not a, this isn't a shooting, is it?
They're saying it's a shooting.
Wow.
I think even Liam was a little surprised there because he was going over to take the ball out of bounds.
Yes.
But anyway, he's shooting too.
First free throw is rattles around and falls off the iron. 11-6, Dollar Bay, 1:40 to go here first quarter. Turtelot will get his second free throw. That one is up and in. You've got 10 already in the first quarter. Chase Lane will walk it into the front court. 1:35 to go. Lane, Frisbee. Frisbee guarded by...
Well, their threes are way off. They're not even... They don't even look close. Frisbee took a long three there, but didn't even look like they've had a chance to go in on those threes.
Colbert pulled on the rebound. Dollar Bay now in the front court. Colbert gives it off to Liam Turtelot, guarded by Frisbee. Turtelot driving in. Shot off the mark, and he's going to go to the line shooting two more. There's no help on him when he cuts to the basket. There's no defensive help.
He drives so doggone well. Well, he got picked up with a clear late in Constantini, but Constantini followed him.
So Turtelot will go to the line shooting two.
I guess he could just do that every time down until somebody stops him.
First free throw is up and in. Got 11.
Right now it's Turtelot's 13 and Cardinals 6.
Second free throw. That is
no good. Lane violation.
Might have been on 22.
It was
22.
Yep. Lidla stepped in a little bit early.
Well, the Turtelots have all the points for Dollar Bay.
Yeah. So I said it's Turtelot's 13.
Dollar Bay is going to press here in the backcourt. Ball comes into Frisbee. Kind of a token pressure defense,
yeah.
Not really a press. Make the Cardinals work a little bit. Miskovich, the lane. Lane out high. Down to 55 seconds. Miskovic is going to fire up a three. That's off the mark. So good. Rebound comes down to Dollar Bay. Colbert with the release ball, or with the rebound. Into Liam Turlot. He'll fire up a three. That's off the mark. No good. Miskovic pulls down the rebound. Base lane. When Liam Turlot shoots a three, the Cardinal fans hold their breath. Underneath, Miskovic in the lane. Shot too hard off the glass. Rebound. It's going to go off of Dollar Bay, I believe. Yes.
Nope. Yep. Yes, you're right. Yep. One referee signaled one way. Now they're going to have a discussion.
Well,
but she overruled him.
I guess she did. So it'll go over to Dollar Bay with 23.9 seconds on the clock. Carter Bovet checks into
the
ballgame.
I'm not so sure that was the proper overrule, but...
It didn't look like it from where we are.
From up here, it looked like it was clearly was off Dollar Bay, but again, we don't have the same view the referees do, so...
Noah Turtelot into the front court. If Dollar Bay wants to work for one here. Noah guarded by Brock Constantini. Turtelot's got a lane to the basket. Layup is good. Noah Turtelot's got four. We're down to 7 seconds here. Chase Lane comes into the front court. Constantini's going to fire up a three. That's off
and
the mark.
He fouled on that three.
He made the three. That thing bounced around.
I never thought that had a chance to go in when I said he fouled.
Wow.
I guess, wow, what a bounce that took. It way on the front of the rim, and it went up, and it just looked like it had no chance. That's a big four chance for 4 points right at the end of the quarter.
Free throws up and in. That is four big points for the Cardinals.
Right at the buzzer.
We're at the end of the first quarter with the score. Dollar Bay, 16. Lakeville Marinesco, 10. We'll be back in 1 minute with second quarter action here in Holton High School.
In our...
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And GoGibIt Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogibit.edu and start planning your bold future. GoGibIt Community College. Go bold.
In possession. Well, this could be they score here. Six in a row really cut into that lead. Here's Constantini working the right side. Now off the Chase Lane. Cardinal guards have yet to get a basket here. They've taken some three-pointers, but nothing's falling yet. Lane. Lane's got a lane for the basket underneath. Nice pass. Lane drew the defense to him. Dished it off to Carter Bobet. And Bobet with a layup. And it's 16-12. Colbert.
Well, one of those sophomores and freshmen that have been coming on at the end of the year, like we had said before.
Colbert kicks it back to Turtelot. He nails a three. Liam Turtelot with a three. He's got 14. Well,
Lightning's not supposed to strike twice. He might have heard you say you don't think he can get 38 again, so he took that as a personal challenge, Rod.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said it so loud. Chase Lane, Pendrazi, top of the key, guarded by Liam Turla. Constantine is going to drive in, and we got a reach-in foul called. This is going to be number two on Colbert, I believe.
Yes, it is. Colbert, where is second?
Cardinals ball out of bounds, baseline. Left of the basket, Chase Lane will toss it in to Prisby. Frisbee on the Bovet. Bovet working the baseline, looking underneath, and Carter Bovet. Boy, he's tough for a sophomore. Just moved up to the varsity a couple weeks ago. Turtelot on a drive. His shot no good. Rebound. Well, he ran right over Constantini, but nothing called.
He's ruined the ball out of bounds to the Cardinals. Thought they might have had an offensive foul there. He tried to draw one.
certainly did. You could hit that hard. You should draw it, be able to draw a foul. 19-14, 6:17 to go. Second quarter. Chase Lane working against Kentola. Frisbee's gonna, oh, I thought he was going to fire up a three. Frisbee's going to take it into the lane, pull up jump shot. That's off the mark, so good. And rebound comes down to Turtelot. They got a 2-on-1. Liam, two block shot by Pongrazka, but it's going to be a foul.
I think that's going to be on Lane, the foul. Nope, it's on Pongrazka.
Pongrazka picked up his second, and this will send Noah Turtelot. How long do we go with the Turtelot brothers doing the scoring?
Well, right now they can still keep going.
Noah's free throw is off the mark. No good. Delavane's got 19. Liam Turtelot's got 14. And Noah Turtelot's got 5. Liam the senior. Noah the freshman. Second free throw for Noah. So is up and in.
Took a little while for that one.
Dollar base, Basil set, half court pressure. Pongrazka will bring it into the front court. Now they get a trap at half court and a steal by Kentola.
The thing you don't
let them get in,
bring it right across the timeline, and then you stop with the dribble. You never pick up your dribble there.
And that's where the trap comes. That's what they're doing. They're letting the Cardinals come across the timeline, and then they're trapping at half court. Here's Kentola, top of the key. Back to Liam Turtelot. Turtelot into the lane. Shot. He didn't shoot it. He lost it, and Lytle picked it up. Lytle with a soft touch off the glass, and it's 22-14. Pongrazka. Bovet picks up his dribble. Now he gives it off to Chase Lane. Chase Lane yet to get a good look at the basket. Bovet driving baseline. He's held, picks up his dribble, finds Lane. Lane will bring it in, kick it over to Canto. He's cut off on the baseline. Pongrazka, ball stolen by Liam Turtelot. Now Colbert, Lane back. And this is going to be knocked out of Colbert's hand by Lane.
He lost it on the way up, and then Lane was able to hit it off his leg. He just kind of fumbled the ball. He was going, I think he was going to go in for a dunk.
Good defense by Lane on Colbert. We got a break in the action. 4:55 to go, second quarter. Dollar Bay 22, Wakefield Marinesco 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Bed Supply has a great assortment of dog jackets, sweatshirts, beds, and boots that will help keep your pet warm and dry on the coldest of days. Don't forget the Pet Safe Ice Melter, available now at Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here on town.
All right, back here in Houghton, 22-14, Dollar Bay controlling the first half, Randy.
Good pressure defense from the Blue Bulls, really good pressure defense. They are not letting these Cardinals get good shots at all. The Cardinals are forcing up some bad threes, I'll say that at least. Marcus Canto, another one of the subs in the game there, he's a freshman as well for the Cardinals.
They got three sophomores. A freshman and a junior out there for the Cardinals. There's Lane. Bovet's going to fire up a three. That's good. Carter Bovet.
Carter Bovet, seven. He's the only one that's really picking up the offense so far for the Cardinals.
Colbert out on the right wing. Noah Turtelot. Looks like Lane fell down.
He looks like he's hurt there. But
Kentola. Did Kentola get a three? Was that a three? That was
yes.
A three. Lane might have...
Lane got up, and he was really limping there, and the official called time out to check, and he says he's okay, but he's limping.
Now he's had a knee injury and an ankle injury.
He's had a knee problem this whole year.
Pongrazka will bring it into the front court. They'll try to get that trap again at half court. Pongrazka doesn't go into the corner this time. Pongrazka backing up Turtelot all the way to the basket. Shot off balance. Could not get it to fall. Good defense by Liam Turtelot.
And Turtelot with the rebound as well.
Turlock's going to fire up a three, and that's good. You cannot let him set up like that. I've seen that so many times in Wakefield back in January. he gets a step, he's going to fire it up. He's going to fire it up. Lane. Constantini working against Colbert. A lane for the basket. Shot blocked. Oh, they're going to say foul on just on Colbert.
That's his third.
That's going to be three on Darren That's Colbert.
Quick three fouls on Colbert.
He's 6'1", but he can get up in the air. Constantini will shoot two. Brock's first free throw is up and in. Frisbee and Hewitt are going to check in. Who's out?
Well, Canto.
Lane and Canto.
Yep, Lane and Canto. There you go.
Constantini's second free throw is up and in. Ice water in the veins for the young sophomore. 28-19, 3:40 to go first quarter. Noah Turtelot into the lane. Over to Liam. Jump shot. And
whoa.
Liam's going to go to the line shooting three. Fouls on Constantini. Well,
Constantini thought he had all ball, but you know what? I think he got a hand. I really do. I think he got his hand there.
I don't know if I should circle these in already.
Well, he did miss his first two free throws of the night.
That one is good. He's got 18 here in the first half. 29-19 with 3:32 to go. Second quarter. Second free throw on the way. That is good.
Well, it looks like maybe you should have circled all three because he looks good on these shots. These look nice and smooth.
Looks like he's calmed down. Early game jitters. Second,
yeah.
Third free throw. Liam Turtelot here in the first half has 20 points. 20 of the 31 points for Galway Bay. He had 24 in that game against Wakefield in January at halftime. And right now he's outscored the Cardinals. 20-19 is a steal by
Frisbee. Throws the ball away. He was trying to go inside.
Layup, no good. Constantini pulls down the rebound.
Yanni just missed a layup there, and Constantini was able to grab that rebound.
Frisbee now in the front court. Frisbee driving in. His shot too hard off the glass. Grongrazi with a putback. That's no good. Rebound. Two guys battle for it. Jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Dollar Bay. Cardinals just cold shooting here in the first half. 31-19, 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Noah Turtelot working against Constantini. Behind the back dribble, gives it off to number 22. Shot's no good, and Cardinals lose the ball out of bounds. That was Connor Lytle. That's who I thought it was. I didn't want to take my eyes off the court until I saw what happened.
Lytle, high off on the backboard. Whoa, steal for Constantini there. Nice play by Constantini. Stole the ball, threw it off. Noah Turtelot as he was going out of bounds.
I like the way he plays.
Just a
good like officer, he plays. Yep.
He's waiting for people to get down the floor before he goes up the floor himself.
Frisbee, back to Constantini. He'll drive in, shot, and he's going to go to the line shooting two. Ball's going to be on Lytle, I think.
Yeah. Good call, Rod. I wasn't sure which one in there had him that time.
Constantini shooting two for the Cardinals.
Well, thus far, he's been 3 for 3 on his free throws.
6 points for Bronx. First free throw is off the mark. No good.
Well, there's a announcer's jinx.
He's laying in and Bobet out for the Cardinals. Constantini will get a second shot. That one rattles off the back of the iron, and Dollar Bay could not corral it.
That two brothers were Turtelot's fighting over the ball and went out of bounds. Bet the older one's going to claim seniority on that one.
Kind of funny. The two brothers.
Yeah, they're the only ones there.
Ball comes into Frisbee. Out the lane. Lane. Left wing. Back out to Constantini out high.
Lane just cannot get a shot off. I got to just say, Kinsella is just doing a tremendous job on him.
Hole on Lailala. That's going to be his second as he tried to reach in and steal it from Eli Hewitt. The fourth foul on Dollar Bay.
So next one will put him in the bonus.
And then Hakala in for Dollar Bay. Lailala out. Frisbee, left corner. This is off the lane. Lane looking for a screen. I don't think Dollar Bay is going to let Lane shoot.
No, I agree with you. They're going to have to look inside for some. Oh, that's way off there. Three-pointer for Frisbee. Just good rebound for Hewitt, though.
Hewitt with the putback. Yeah, that ball was way out. You can see it from where we're sitting.
Yeah, we got an angle right there. Hewitt with the big putback. Rebound.
Kentala. Noah Turtola. Started by Constantini. Noah looking for a lane in the basket. Kicks it back out to Kentala. Now Liam Turtola. Fungrazi on him. Goes around Fungrazi. Kicks it back over to Kentala, top of the key. Noah Turtola. His shot off the mark. So good. A little bit of contact. Not
boy,
called.
A lot of contact there. I'll tell you what.
I was being nice.
Yeah.
Lane. Back to Frisbee. Frisbee, right side. Spin move inside. His shot off the glass. Up and in. Oh, the move by Derek.
That's
Frisbee.
What you can do. Inside you can do, but he is just not shooting from outside.
We had a timeout called by who? Or is there a timeout? I heard a whistle.
I don't know what we got injured. What? I don't know what he's pointing at the player, but
I heard a whistle and a stoppage, but I don't see anything going on.
I think
on.
He was just checking if Noah Turtelot was okay, because that's when he went over to him, and then he pointed to him, and then he motioned to keep going. So I don't know what that was. I'm assuming it was just he thought he was injured. And you always err on the
right.
Safety.
Dollar Bay into the front court. Liam Turtelot. Goes around Pangrazi. Stops. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it back out high to Kentala. Good defense by Pangrazi.
Just that's asking a lot of him with the two fouls on him. And you don't want to pick up the third foul this part this late in the second half, or first, second quarter, excuse me.
Kentala.
45 seconds left to go in the quarter now.
Kentala looking for a lane for the basket. Lost it right into the hands of a teammate, Yanni. Yanni with the shot, the basket, and he threw the foul.
Yanni went up nice and strong, high off the glass, put it in, was fouled body with Hewitt. Constantini out, Miskovic in with the last 39 seconds of the half.
Yanni is a 6-foot freshman. Coach Kentler has got some good players coming back.
He's got young players, and we were talking about him before. Ooh. He misses the free throw, and
Cardinals now with 35 seconds. Will they go for one?
Rebound.
The team usually doesn't play for one.
No.
This with this much time on the clock. Miskovic. Ball stolen by Kentola. Bad pass as he tried to get it back to Chase Lane. Kentola is too quick to do a little lob pass.
Miskovic says, I could do that on the JV team, but
Kentola. Turtola looks up at the clock. 10 seconds.
I know who's going to take the last shot here.
I think so, too. Kentola driving in. Step back. Shot up and in.
Two-pointer.
Kentola's got 22, and that will do it. We are at halftime with the score. Dollar Bay, 35, and Wakefield Ernesto, 23. We'll take a five-minute break. We'll come back with scoring stats and comments regarding this first half. Back in five.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant sweet strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice breaded shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce. Buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
Are you weighing decisions about your financial future? Not sure where to start? Our team of wealth management advisors at Superior National Bank are ready to guide you. Whether you're getting close to retirement or just getting started in your career, we are here to provide clarity to your financial picture. For over 130 years, you have trusted us to guide you in your financial decision-making. Our team has the knowledge and skill to assist you in growing your future. Superior National Bank, and always a superior experience.
Copper Shores Community Health Foundation is proud to introduce you to Superior Educator Michelle Flax from Houghton Portage Township Schools. Mrs. Flax oversees the resource room at the school and always goes above and beyond to make sure her students are well cared for. She knows how to identify all the needs of her students and pushes for those needs to be met. If you know an amazing educator like Mrs. Flax, go to coppershores.org/superioreducators and nominate them to be recognized as the next Superior Educator.
Mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. Yes, give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
If you're considering selling, we're here to market your home or property and help you get it sold. I'm Barb Parker with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. We have a reputation of being persistent and professional. We stand behind that reputation and lead the way as a top agency in our market. When you're ready to sell, contact us and we'll get the job done. We can be reached at 482-1000 or stop by our downtown Houghton office. RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, online at KeweenawRealEstate.com.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
There's a great selection of t-shirts and sweatshirts at Surplus Outlet. Brand names include logo wear, souvenir styles, Michigan Tech and Finlandia gear too. Plus stickers, mugs, calendars, playing cards, t-shirts, and other UP-themed gifts. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life, pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Gogebic Community College. Go bold.
Help keep the deer healthy and strong with Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supplies Deer Pellets. Bird lovers, bird feeders are 20% off, and there's a great selection of black oil sunflower seeds, mixed wild bird seed, suet cakes, and more at Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here in town.
Fine Line Tire, your local tire store, has always been there when you needed them the most. Whether for repairs or to put on a set of the right snow tires for your driving needs, they're here for you to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
Pets Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant sweet strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice Breaded Shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce. Buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pets Food Store.
Crystal Falls, Forest Park 59. So North Dickinson will move on to play in Nagani Thursday, the winner of this game. So now they know who they're looking forward to. They're looking forward to playing North Dickinson.
People will say that's an upset. North Dickinson was 20-3. Crystal Falls was 19-4. North Dickinson kind of, they hung around all year long, didn't they, in the top five. Crystal Falls was number one for many, many weeks. Yep, congratulations to the Nordics, though.
Yeah, they didn't have the fanfare that Crystal Falls had all year, but I think part of that was because in the second meeting, you know, they beat Crystal Falls in the first meeting, but then the second meeting lost to them by a healthy margin. So I think people kind of gave up on them, but they obviously didn't give up on themselves, and they're in the regional final.
I always say there's pre-Vic Giuliani, and then there's post-Vic Giuliani. I say that because we know that Giuliani got hurt last year in track, didn't play football. We saw him play last year in basketball. He's just a phenomenal athlete. And he didn't start playing basketball until early January, right?
Yeah.
So any of those games in December that you saw the scores, like you said, North Dickinson beat them by a little bit, and then they got beat bad.
How about this game now? What do you think?
35-23. I'll tell you what, Liam Turtelot just on fire, 22 points. Very similar to the game I saw back in January. He had 24 at halftime. He is just a phenomenal shooter. Cardinals just cannot get some good shots off. Their guards are being shut down. Frisbee and Lane just cannot get a good shot off.
You know, I agree. They're taking shots. They're just not taking good shots. They're just forcing the ball up there a whole lot. You know, that gets me right down to the stats, and I wanted to share these. The Cardinals, 7 for 16 on twos, which they were getting some shots inside. Not a lot, but still, just some really just poor selection and shots. That defense is phenomenal. 2 for 8 on threes for the Cardinals. The only two came one right at the end of the first quarter, and then Bovet put one when he first came in. 3 for 5 on free throws. The only one that shot free throws was Bronx Constantini. 10 rebounds. Eli Hewitt, the leading rebounder, with 3, as well as Brock Vengrazi with 3. Now, on the other half of the board, Dollar Bay, what a terrific shooting night. They didn't take anywhere near as many shots as the Cardinals, but 9 for 14 shooting from 2, which is phenomenal already. You're talking 60-plus percent there. 3 for 4 on threes. That's Liam Turtelot's only drawback. He missed a three. He's the only one that missed a three for the Blue Bulls. So 3 for 4 on threes. I was just kidding about the only drawback. So fantastic. 8 for 12 on free throws and 9 rebounds. And the leading rebounder, wouldn't you know it, Liam Turtelot with 4. And Noah Turtelot with 2. And actually, Caleb Kendall had 2 as well. So those are most of the rebounds with that. Rod, how about a scoring summary?
Scoring, Liam Turtelot for Dollar Bay has 22 points. Noah Turtelot has 6. Caleb Kenfoa has 3. Connor Lidola has 2. And Tyler Yanni has 2 for the Blue Bulls. 35 points for the Cardinals. They are led by Carter Bovet with 7. Brox Constantini with 6. Eli Hewitt's got 4. Garrett Frisbee's got 4. Brock Vengazi's got 2, and I believe that adds up to 23. It was 16-10 Dollar Bay at the end of the first quarter. Dollar Bay outscoring the Cardinals 19-13 in the second quarter to go up 35-23. Jason, what do you expect in the second half?
Well, I don't know if it'll be more of the same or what, but Turtelot, he's not the all-time leading scorer in Dollar Bay for no reason. He got all those threes in Wakefield and found a different way to score tonight with the got a couple of threes, but not the 10 he had down there, and he's scoring just fine in other ways, getting to the basket and everything. Just a great player. But for the Cardinals, I mean, if you look back to last year, Dollar Bay had a 17-point lead in this game in the fourth quarter, and they themselves last week were down 8 in the fourth quarter, so this one's far from over.
They're a team that doesn't quit, and a lot can happen. There's a lot of basketball left here in Houghton High School. We are set to go here in the third quarter. Cardinals will get possession. Let's see what the changes were at halftime, if any. And now there's something on the court that they're looking at. Is it a... Let's see.
What was going on there?
I don't know if there's a... Water was spilt or what, but there's a little bit of a delay here.
The referees are coming in. They're asking for some help. So somebody must be water or something on the court.
Let's see what it is. A lot of people walking in that area during halftime.
Yeah, they were. They were definitely walking on the court as well. I noticed that, too. They're, instead of walking off on the edge of the court, there was people walking down the court. So, yeah, I think that's what they're looking at. A little bit of water on the court here, and they're just waiting to...
Well, again,
somebody to get a broom.
Girls semifinal action from Uintrell Creek tomorrow night. It'll be Bessemer taking on Uintrell Creek in the first game at 4:30 Central Time. And in the night camp, it'll be Ontonagon taking on Wakefield Marinesco. Kind of odd. Ontonagon and Wakefield Marinesco played in the semis in boys, and they drew each other the semis in the girls. So tune in to WPY tomorrow.
The broom to pick up whatever condensation, whatever was on the floor there.
Good job by athletic
Rob Fay, man. Rob about Fay, he does everything.
He gets a good hand from the crowd. Not a standing ovation, but he got a good hand.
Yeah. Wasn't quite standing ovation worthy, but it was close.
We've got to know him very well. We've been up here 3 years in a row.
What a real gentleman. He's a great host. When we come in here, he's always there to help us right away. You need anything, here's what's going on. Tells you, just great.
All right, here we go. Cardinals in possession. Chase Lane will bring it in. Pondrazzi down low. Picked up his dribble. Turn around, jump shot is up and in. He didn't give up on what he wanted to do.
No, he didn't.
He ran into some defensive pressure, but he kept his pivot foot and finally got the shot off. 35-25. Galladay. Here's Noah Turtelot. Over to Kentelot. Liam Turtelot. Top of the key, working against Pondrazzi. Drives in, dishes off to Yannick. His shot up and in. Bobette's going to draw a foul. Shot is good. And Yannick will go to the free throw line looking for the three-point play.
How about Turtelot? Drives in or gets double-teamed. Dishes it off underneath. A nice dish to Yannick. Puts it up in there.
Yannick's got 6 foot freshman for Dollar Bay. Free throw on the way. That is good as well. He's got 5, and it's 38-25. Chase Lane will bring it into the front court. Picked up by Kentala. Lane comes off a screen. Left side. Gives it off to Pondrazzi. Pondrazzi into the lane. Shot up in the air. Off the mark.
That was kind of an odd-looking shot there.
It was.
Like falling backwards. Liam Turtelot with a rebound.
Kentala. Turtelot, started by Pondrazzi, off on the left side. Long three-point shot, that's off the mark, no good. Constantini pulls down the rebound. Rocks will bring it into the front court, guarded by Colbert. Bovette to Lane, comes off a screen. Good switch by Dollar Bay. Constantini, left side, he'll drive in. Scoop shot off the mark, no good. Rebound Kentala. They got a breakout. Noah Turtelot. Layup is off the mark, no good. Rebound Pondrazzi. Bounced off the top of his head. He didn't know where the ball was. Frisbee. He'll fire for 3. That's off the mark, no good. Cannot save it from rolling on a bounce. And it'll go back to Dollar Bay. Thirty-eight, 25, 6:13 to go, third quarter. Kentala into the front court. Yannick back to Kentala, right side. Now he'll take it left side. Picks up his dribble, gives it off to Liam Turtelot. Turtelot working against Lane. His shot off the glass, up and in. Inside, outside, it doesn't matter. He's a good ball player. Lane. Lane goes through the lane. Takes it from the left wing over to the right wing. Looking for a screen. Constantini.
Whoa. Missed the guy underneath there, but.
Yep.
Oh. Constantini tried a 3. It was blocked.
Colbert got a hand on that shot, and Dollar Bay comes out of there with it. 40-25. Cardinals just cannot get on track offensively. Kentala. Liam Turtelot. Backs up. Takes it in. Driving. Layup. Up and in. Turtelot's got 26, and it's 42-25. Cards down by 17 now.
Cardinals may have to shift into that 2-3 defense that they've really been playing lately a lot, because they're not able to stop one-on-one. Chase Lane with a chance at the bucket.
This shot off the mark, and we're going to have a foul called on the rebound, and that's going to be on Brock Pondrazzi, and that's his third. Cardinals can ill afford to lose him. Do it in and Constantini out.
They're going to have to do a switch. I don't think they want. No, they're going to still have Pondrazzi on Turtelot.
Noah Turtelot brings it into the front court. Looking for a screen. Goes around Frisbee. Layup is short. Rebound Pondrazzi.
No, got a little off balance on that one.
Off to Frisbee. Frisbee into the lane. Lost it. Got it back. Bovette. Left side, Frisbee left corner, inside Hewitt. We're going to have a reach on Colbert.
That's going to be a fourth on Colbert.
Colbert reached in on Hewitt, and that's going to be four, as Randy said. It's going to be the first foul on Dollar Bay here in the third quarter. And Colbert quickly to the bench, and Lytle in for the Blue Bulls. Hewitt, stolen by Noah Turtelot. Kentla is going to fire up a three. That's off the mark, no good. Noah Turtelot pulls on the rebound, gives it out to brother Liam. He'll shoot a three. That's off the mark. Lytle pulls on the rebound. Kentla is going to fire up a three. That's good. Kentla's got six, and it's 45-25. 10-2 run here by Dollar Bay to start the third quarter.
Not what the Cardinals needed.
Nope. Hewitt goes up strong. Bradley, jump ball's going to be called. Lytle and Hewitt. Good defense by Lytle.
Really good. Hewitt's a big fella. He takes a lot of space in there, and Lytle just held his ground with him.
Ball goes over to Dollar Bay with 3:50 to go here, third quarter. Dollar Bay up by 20 now, 45-25. Lytle, free throw line, turnaround jump shot. That's off the mark. Nolan Turtelot, good position. Got the rebound, gives it off to Liam Turtelot. And Dollar Bay will reset. Liam Turtelot, step back shot off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Yanni. Underneath, Lytle. Noah Turtelot driving, kicks it over to Kentula. 3-point shot on the way, that's off the mark. Yanni pulls on the rebound. Cardinals cannot get the handle on the ball. Kentula with the rebound. Five shots by Dollar Bay here. Liam Turtelot, he'll back it out. Look at the clock, see how much time is left. Liam working left side, free throw line. Tried to get it to Yanni. Frisby stole it. Frisby to the lane. We're going to foul called on Liam Turtelot. Not only does he score, he doesn't foul very much. That
he does
first.
He doesn't think. I don't think he got him. He must have got him with the body. Yeah. He sure had a clean block on that one.
You know, if I could talk to Liam Turtelot after the game, I would ask him to go get us next year and play basketball. Free throw off the mark by Frisby. Frisby will shoot his second free throw. That one is rattled in and out. Liam Turtelot pulls down the rebound. Turtelot into the front court. Goes right across the lane. Over to the left corner. Now they threw it in the back court.
Why is that over back?
That wasn't tipped.
Not tipped a bit. There was nobody there.
There was nobody there to tip it.
I think the official was just... there's a 3-point.
Foul on Frisby?
Yes. That was Noah Turtelot shooting. I think the official just missed that one.
Liam Turtelot went to the left corner, whipped it back to Lytle, I think, and threw it into the backcourt. There wasn't a Cardinal in the passing lane. Unbelievable. Free throw by Noah Turtelot.
You saw something we didn't see, Rod. No, that's what Noah Turtelot makes the first free throw.
I know we're a ways away, but that was... I'll have to watch that on the film tonight. 45. They gave the point to the wrong team.
I think they got
it. 46. Okay.
Okay, Turtelot misses a second free throw. Make the first one, miss the second. Noah Turtelot.
Constantini back in. 46-26.
Constantini has played a good game for the Cardinals. It's good to see him back in there.
Yeah, now it's 46-25. Free throw is up and in. Turtelot's got eight. 47-25 with 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Lane's going to fire up a three. That's going to be short. Rebound. Dollar Bay. Foul, Miskovic. Nothing going right for the Cardinals right now.
No, and they're not getting great looks either, but they haven't all night. That was Lytle with a rebound and just fouled on that rebound.
Kentzel into the front court. Gives it off to Noah Turtelot. Turtelot working against Constantini. Off the Lytle. Back to Noah Turtelot. Inside. Ball stolen by Bovet. Good defense by Bovet.
Very good.
They looked inside the Lytle.
He tried to do a bounce pass, and Bovet used his left hand, slapped it down, came around, grabbed it with his right.
Chase Lane, top of the key. Miskovic back to Lane.
Lane looking for a screen. Now Pengrazi. Pengrazi lost it, got it back. Pengrazi's got to find help. But they're going to call that over and back.
Yep, they called that one. I guess it wasn't touched by somebody, huh?
Well,
we just didn't see what she saw, that's for sure.
Dollar Bay gets possession. 47-25 with 1:30 to go here, third quarter. Kenfala into the lane. Stolen, no. Knocked out of his hand. He gets it back. And we got a timeout called by Dollar Bay. We'll take a break as well. 1:22 to go, third quarter. Dollar Bay, 47. Wakefield Marinesco, 25. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
We examine lab results.
Are you ready to unlock the door to your new home? At Range Bank, our local lenders streamline the mortgage process just for you. Realize the possibility of home ownership with low down payment options, credit flexibility, and more qualifying choices. Whether it's your first home or your next investment, apply online today. Visit rangebank.com or give me, Joe Sane, a call at 906-226-1020. Range Bank, making home financing easy and accessible for everyone. Range Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Right. We're back at the gymnasium. Cardinals have scored 2 points this quarter, Rod.
Ice cold. They now scored 12-2 here in the third quarter. Just cannot get anything going. Wide open. Yanni underneath. Defense fell asleep. Dollar Bay will attack that every time. And Yanni wide open underneath. Little lob pass. Easy layup. 49-25. Pengrazi lost it, and they're going to say charging.
That's going to be four on Pengrazi.
Pengrazi's going to pick up his fourth. Ball goes back to Dollar Bay. Loyola Cardinals are going to put some full court pressure on. No trouble for Noel Sirlot. To Yannick. His layup is good.
Another nice dish.
I don't know if you can press this team.
I don't see it.
I've seen him play too many times. Lane, pull-up jump shot. That's off the mark. No good. That could have been five on Pengrazi over the back. They're going to call traveling, though, on Liam Turlock. We're down to 41 seconds to go, third quarter. 51-25. Dollar Bay has blown this game wide open with a 16-2 run to start quarter number three. Constantini. Pengrazi. Pengrazi, turnaround jump shot. That's off the mark. No good. Constantini with the rebound. That one rolls off. Cardinals cannot buy a basket. And they're going to say off of Pengrazi's hands, out of bounds. It'll go back to Dollar Bay. Ball comes into Lytle. Full court pressure. Dollar Bay's Liam Turtelot. Layup is good. Turtelot's got 28. We're down to 17 seconds to go as Lane comes into the front court. Lane, top of the key. Ball knocked out of his hands, and now he's going to lose it. No, ball knocked out by Kentala. We're down to 3 seconds. Frisbee is going to shoot it, and Bobette did not realize the time on the clock, and Porter runs out. End of the three. Dollar Bay, 53. Wakefield Marinesco 25. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come back with fourth quarter action here after this message.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order. On the web at pasty.com.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
Quarter number four, 53-25, Dollar Bay. Pengrazi to Lane.
Cardinals get first possession. When Grousey, ball tipped out of his hands by Turtelot, up to Yannick, and we're going to foul called on Constantini. And that will be the third foul on Brock.
Good hustle off the floor by Yannick. Really good.
Well, the score's not what we want, Randy, but I got a message saying we sound good.
Turtelot with another two off the inbound.
Turtelot's got 30. Lane, ball tipped out of his hand by Kentala to Liam Turtelot. Layup off the mark, no good. Rebound from Grazi. Constantini into the front court, all the way to the basket. His shot, up and in. Constantini's got 8. It's 55-27. Kentala's going to have a bounce off his foot. What? They're saying it's not off his foot? That was off his foot. That was right here in front of me.
Wow.
I don't know. Up court pass to Young or Noah Turlock.
There's no defense on that one at all. Off the inbound on a press. How do you get deep on a press? Well, that's how you do it right there.
Constantini, free throw line. It's back to Lane. Lane goes around Kentala. Into the lane. His shot. Off the mark. No good. Rebound. Back to Constantini. He'll fire for three. That's off the mark. Pangrazi. Couldn't handle it. Liam Turlock on a breakaway. Layup is good. He has got 32. I didn't think I would see 38 points again tonight, but it looks like it may just get to that. Cardinals want a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 59-27, 6:28 to go here in the ball game. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. Yes, give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Friday 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to
3. All right, back here in Houghton, 59-27. It's an all-dollar day.
You folks listening on WMPL, be proud of your team. They played a terrific, terrific game. And I mean, this is not just a slouch of a Cardinal team, but they have definitely outplayed them, and their defense has really put the Cardinals in their place tonight.
6:28 to go here as we come out of the timeout. Chase Lane working the right side. Up to Marcus Canto. His shot off the back of the air. No good. Rebound. Owen Miltovich with the rebound. Nice to see Owen Miltovich in there. Chase Lane with the basket. Owen has not played since early December.
He's been injured the whole time. He's in the game for right now anyway. That's good to see any player out there when they finally get a chance to get back on the floor.
Noah Turtelot on a drive. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Colbert back to Kentala. This is Colbert out high to Kentala. Kentala going to drive in. Shot up. They're going to say what? It's blocked? I'm not sure what they're calling. Did he lose it or was it blocked? It was blocked out of bounds. Okay. Stays with Dollar Bay.
That was a good call.
Yeah, it was.
That ball was definitely blocked.
Temple will toss it in. Baseline. Left of the basket. Find Johnny. Now Colbert out high. Colbert driving in. Shot up and in. Darren Colbert. His first 2 points in the ball game. Been dealing with foul trouble the whole game. 61-29. Lane into the front court. Frisbee. Spin move. Canto. Left wing off to Pangrazi. Inside. Frisbee. Head fake. No shot. Spin move in the lane. Kick it back to Mildrich. He'll fire up a shot. That's good. Oh, Mildrich. You can hear the crowd yelling for Mildrich. Playing his final game tonight. Kentala, Colbert, Liam Turtelot, Noah Turtelot, almost lost it, Crisby working hard. They're going to say a foul on Derek Crisby. That's his second.
You know, I think he was hammered three times. Then he held on the ball, and then there was just a touch there, and they called it. But he did. He was fouled. It just took three tries before they had the foul.
No, which one you want to call?
Yeah.
Liam Turtelot.
Pendrowski's still guarding him, too. All over the floor.
He's got four fouls. Turtelot driving in. Shot up and in. Boy, he doesn't quit. He just keeps on driving. 34. Inside, outside, it doesn't matter. Chase Lane with a three-pointer. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Turtelot. Up court to Yannick. Layup. Good. Yannick got 11. On the 4-11, Lane, three-point shot. That's off the back of the air and no good. Colbert got the ball. He'll bring it into the front court. Back to Kentola. Kentola drives in. Lane trying to get it down to Yannick. Pass was out of the reach of Yannick.
A little high. He unselfishly passed that one. He could have taken a shot inside. He had a little open eight-footer there, and he tried to pass underneath the line. A little high.
65-31, 3:56 to go.
Chase Lane out of the game now. Getting some deserved rest. Get that knee rested up for next year, he says.
Jonah White into the ball game, along with Jace Simons and Logan Brissett.
Some of the seniors that haven't gotten a lot of playing time, so getting a chance to play in the regional tournament now.
Simons will walk it into the front court.
Starting five still in there for the Blaze. We'll probably
Canto.
See that change as well.
The set. Back to Canto. Canto looking for a screen. Comes up firing. His shot off the mark. No good. Gets his own rebounds. He's one kid that follows his shot, doesn't
right.
he?
There aren't very many, but he did. Yes, right.
Canto on the steal. Layup is good. Canto has got eight, and now we're going to have substitutions for Dollar Bay. 67-31 with 3:28 to go here in the ballgame. Cardinals have been held to 8 points here in the second half.
Amazing. Just amazing. Amazing defense and some not great play for the Cardinals. But.
Simon. You get the Dollar Bay players in there. Here's Brissett. Top of the key. Simon.
Noah Turtelot is still in there, but all the other players, well, it's so is Laidlaw.
There's a steal by Bennett Stevens. Landon Hakala in the ballgame. Laidlaw back in. Turtelot with the ball now. This is Noah.
Two other players coming off the bench for these players, so I think he wanted to call a timeout for subs. Yes, he did.
So who's checking in now? Dane Corey.
11 and 12. Corey and Moylanen.
Jerron Moylanen. Akala to Giroux. Stevens. Over to Moylanen. Working the right side. His pull-up jump shot off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Giroux. And Owen Milkovich pulls down the rebound. Eli Hill will bring it into the front court. Simon. The set. His shot is up and in. Logan the set too. For two, all five seniors for the Cardinals on the floor right now. Shot taken by number 11. That was Torrey. Mildovich into the front court. He was going to fire for three. That's good. Is that a three?
Three.
Yes, it is a three. Hewitt nails a three. It's 67-36. There's a three on the way by number 11, Dale Torrey. Biggest cheer of the night for Torrey.
Brought the fans out of their seat there.
Wow. Jay Simon.
You like it when you get the subs that don't get a lot of things. They finally get a little chance here in the.
Milkovich, another shot off the glass. Owen Milkovich. Nice to see Owen getting some playing time. Dealing with football injuries all year long and missed most of this basketball season.
Kid's a great athlete, too. He's just been injured. Reset with a rebound. I didn't see who shot that one. Oh, I 11. It was Torrey.
Okay. Going to White. Going to White. Backing down the defense. Spin move. Triple team. Shot up. No good. Will he go to the line shooting? I think he might.
No, I don't think so. That's They're first team foul.
Let's say the first foul before the shot, I think.
Foul on Jaron Moylan in.
Trying to talk Brian Rimple into letting them shoot. No, it was
Nico
the
Reed into the game. Eighth grader now. Coming into the game, number 10.
Do it. White. White's going to take it into the lane. Pull up jump shot. No good. He's going to go to the line shooting. He wanted that shot.
Well, you don't get a lot of chances during the year. You get take advantage of one in the regionals. As I said before, it's nice to see these. A lot of the substitutes in there getting a chance.
Ball was on Bennett Stevens. Jonah White. Free throw. Off the mark. No good. Jonah, 5'10", senior. You'll get a second try. Free throw. On the way. That one is good. Dollar Bay on the attack. You hear the chant? Thank you, seniors.
Oh, that's really nice. Look at the eighth grader.
Oh! Drive through. Drove through the lane. Flipped it over his head. Got his back to the bathroom.
Nice
just flipped
drive.
It up. Wow. Simon. Miljevic. Reset. Going to Miljevic. Trying to feed Hewitt. And Dollar Bay came out of there with it. Stevens, we're down to 9 seconds. And Dollar Bay is going to hang on to this one and just dribble it out. Final score tonight. Dollar Bay, 72. And Wakefield Ernesto, 39. Dollar Bay will advance to the regional finals in Nagani on Thursday. And they will play North Dickinson. We will take a 3-minute break. We'll come back with scoring, stats, comments, and we'll try to get Coach Jesse Kensela up here to talk about this game in a little more detail. 72-39, final score, Dollar Bay wins. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Why shop at Kirkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkish has it. Kirkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
A mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. Yes, give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew. In today's real estate market, you need to work with a real estate professional you can trust. This is Adam Shirey with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. I am dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise possible for my clients. Whether you are buying or selling your primary residence, a second home, or relocating to a new neighborhood, we can help make sure you get the best result possible. Contact us today via qnlrealestate.com by calling 906-482-1000 or stop into the offices of RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate on Sheldon Avenue in Houghton.
At Fine Line Tire, you're more than a customer. You are our guest. Quality tires, expert brake and alignment work, and friendly hometown service. Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where they serve you, the guest.
Get blankets for every occasion at Surplus Outlet. Good for camping, hockey games, or decorating your home. Plus, Surplus Outlet has water bottles, thermoses, coffee mugs, stainless steel wine glasses, and so much more. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton.
Final score tonight, Dollar Bay 72 and Wakefield Marinesco 39. Dollar Bay will now advance to the regional finals Thursday night in Nagani, and they will take on the North Dickinson Nordics. That should be a pretty good ball game. A 22-2 Dollar Bay team taking on a 21-3 North Dickinson team.
Over 40 wins between the two teams. That's right. And the records, not only the records, those are two good teams.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see this one. And I know Dollar Bay will be ready. And I know Leon Tortolot will be ready.
Wow. He was ready again tonight. I'll tell you what.
He played.
Lightning's not supposed to strike twice, but I've seen it twice this year. Tortolot had 38 in Wakefield back in January and 34 tonight against Wakefield Marinesco. What a fantastic ball player. We saw him play last year against Besmer, and just a fantastic ball player. What a shooter.
You know, his brother, freshman, he's coming up there. But you can't undersell a lot of these players. They know their role on this Dollar Bay team, and they looked good. You know, They're in there boxing out for rebounds. Those are the unsung heroes as well, but just a good bunch, a really good bunch there. It was enjoyable to watch that team. It was a tough one for the Cardinals, for sure. Yep. But
That's what I said in the pregame. It's a tough team. It's a fun team to watch, but not if you're going for the team they're playing against.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, that is a nice ball club from Dollar Bay. Take a look at scoring. First of all, for the Blue Bolts, they were led by Liam Tortolot with 34. Noah Tortolot had 10. Caleb Kenfell had 8. Well, I missed one. Tyler Johnny had 11.
Okay, good.
And then,
I thought you missed him.
Then Kenfell had 8. I'm trying to go in order here. Dane Torrey had 3, Nico Reed had 2, Baron Colbert had 2, and Connor Lytle had 2 for Dollar Bay's 72 points. For the Cardinals, nobody in double figures. Brox Constantini had 8, Eli Hewitt had 7, Carter Bovet had 7, Owen Mildrich had 4, Garrett Prisby had 4, Brock Pongrazi had 4, Chase Lane had 2, Logan Brissett had 2, and Jonah White had 1 for the Cardinals, 39. It was 16-10 at the end of 1. Dollar Bay outscoring the Cardinals 19-13 to go up 35-23. The big story was the third quarter. Dollar Bay outscoring Wakefield Marinesco 18-2 to take a 53-25 lead going into the fourth quarter, and they win easily 72-39. Randy, do you have stats?
You betcha. First of all, for the Cardinals, they're 11-27 shooting twos. 3-15 on threes. They just, their last three games, talking to the coach before, he said, we got to make our threes if we're going to win tonight, and they certainly didn't. 3-15 on threes for the Cardinals. 4-9 from the free throw line. Didn't get a lot of attempts, but still 4-9 is 4. 20 rebounds. Leading rebounder is Pongrazi with 5, and Constantini and Hewitt both had 3. Actually, and Miljevic had 3. He got those right in the end. 4, Dollar Bay. Just a nice night. Nice shooting night. Nice all-around night. 23-35 shooting for 2. My goodness, just a terrific shooting there. 5-13 on threes, 11-16 from the free throw line, 23 rebounds, leading rebounders, Noah Tortolot and Liam Tortolot with 6 each. Just a good game. Wimple crowd, WMPL, be proud. That's a good team, and you know they're going to hold their own against North Dickinson. It's going to be a good game here. For those Cardinals fans, you drove a long way, you came up here. You did a terrific job Friday night in the game. You just ran into just a a dynamo of a team, and they played well, and the Cardinals did not play well. So
nice crowd base from Lakeville tonight.
Very good. Good yep. following.
A lot of people here.
We got some seniors, Rod, that you wanted to mention.
Yes. Yes, seniors playing their last game for the Cardinals. Garrett Prisby, Jay Simons, Logan Brissett, Owen Miljevic, Jonah White, and Eli Hewitt are the seniors for the Cardinals.
And, you know, two of those players got to play a lot this year, and Hewitt did a good job inside the big center. And Prisby, just a hustler out there all the time. Tremendous defense. Hustler, we've seen some fantastic passes out of Prisby. So just say goodbye to those guys, and whatever they do in the future, good luck to them.
I'm wondering where Coach Kentala is. I got to see if I
was looking
up
for Jason, and he's over there, but he's with somebody other than Kentala.
Let me see. Is Kentala still talking to – maybe he's trying to work his way up here somehow. Here he comes. All right.
Got that one on, Rob.
I wonder if you would make it.
What a game, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Put those on.
Yes, sir.
See, this is Randy Charles.
Good to meet you, Coach.
Hey, Randy.
Good to see you. Get to see you every year. So.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, Liam Turlot went off again on the Cardinals. Only 34 this time.
Yeah, we kind of challenged Liam. You know, he's a player of the year. He's had huge games, but he hasn't always shown up in the biggest of moments. And tonight, he changed that.
Wow.
He set the tone.
We talked at during the pregame, and I mentioned your team is so fun to watch. The only thing is, when I see you play, you're playing Lakeville Marinesco. But your team is...
Yeah.
They're so fun. They run the court well.
Yeah.
They're not selfish
no.
with the ball, and
They
kind of know the roles. What Randy said too in the post game here.
Yeah. No, I'm so blessed. You know, they just want to play basketball. They show up. They listen. They want to be great. You know, we're not always great, and they're okay with that too, right? You know, and it's a long season. You got ups. You got downs. You got tough practices. But tonight was just nice to see everything kind of come together. We played well tonight, and you know, Liam on the offensive side of the ball, but Caleb Kentzel and Noah Turtelot were just, I thought they were menaces out there on the defense.
I was just going to ask you that. Overall, your team was phenomenal defensively. I mean, my goodness, the third quarter you allowed 2 points the whole quarter.
Yeah.
How often does that happen? But it was a team defense out there. Anytime somebody would get by somebody, you had two other players picking them up. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Out there. It was good to watch.
Yeah, appreciate that, Randy. We worked hard on that game plan. You know, we knew they had two capable guards. We knew those guards like to get downhill, right? And they're good downhill guards, and they are. They're pretty special there. So we just hedged hard, and our bigs did a nice job there, and our guards really worked hard to be, you know, just tough. So I'm happy.
You should.
Yeah. Thank you.
Colbert got into some really foul trouble. He's kind of your big guy, only at 6'1", but he can get up in the air.
Yeah.
But you have a good bench, too, don't you?
Yeah. No, Barron, you know, Barron's obviously a little disappointed in his game tonight, but we're not. I mean, it happens, right? He just got into some foul trouble. He got a little reachy, and then I thought Connor Lytle came in, number 22 for us, and had some huge minutes for us, and just did what seniors do, right? Senior, you know how it is. Seniors don't want to go home this time of year, and our seniors showed it.
How about the eighth grader in at the end there with the little flip over the back of it? Did you get that from you?
No, that did not come from me. That's Nico Reed, and you're going to be hearing more of him in the future as well. He's a nice young player.
Okay, so you got North Dickinson. What do you know about North Dickinson?
Not much. I mean, we've seen them play a few times. You know, we watched them play Crystal Falls earlier in the year. It's a tale of two teams there, right? They're huge. They're big. They're physical. We're small and fast. So, you know, who can set the tempo, I think, is going to come out of that one. So,
Do you have a hard time with taller teams? Because you're not a tall team, but you're fast.
Yeah. I mean, that's where Berrigan really gave us fits, right? Connor, right? He was just such a big presence, a talented kid. And, you know, and I don't, North Dickinson, like, they just got sides across, right? So, like I said, I've been doing this long enough to know that you don't look ahead.
That's right.
We were focusing on this one. And then we'll go to the lab tonight and get ready.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Coach. What a terrific team, and good luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you covering high school basketball.
It's always a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to the Dollar Bay games when you come over to Gugibbet County.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You're a heck of a guy, a heck of a coach, too.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And yeah.
Hey, good luck Thursday night.
Appreciate it.
Take care, Jesse.
All right.
Yep, see you guys.
Well, Jesse Kentala
of the Dollar Bay.
Turn myself off. There we go. Wrong one. All right. Good luck, Jesse.
Sorry to get a little chatty, Kathy.
No, that was great.
That's good. That's good.
Take care.
No, that's good. That's what we wanted. All right.
What a terrific interview he is. He's just really passionate and just real positive.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed when he comes to Bessemer or Wakefield or Ironwood. I really like talking to him in the before the game starts. You did stats. We did everything, right?
Yep, so we're done.
Cardinals finished their season at 16-7. Not a bad season. Tough way to go out here in the regional semifinals. Dollar Bay moves their record to 22-2, and that will do it. So our next broadcast is scheduled right now for Friday night in Hurley. They will take on the winner of Edgar and Shawamigan. And that game is going on right now. It just started, actually, over in Edgar, Wisconsin. So that will do it for hopefully the listeners in this area enjoyed the broadcast. I'm sure they did. Unfortunately, the listeners back in Gugibbet County a little downtrodden right now. But they got a nice nucleus coming back.
Tremendous team coming back, really. So yep.
Yeah, so the cupboard is not bear in Wakefield for the next couple of years. I really like the talent that's coming up. So for Luke back at the studio at WJMS, for Jason Juno for his comments, for Randy Charles, this is Rod Helverson saying, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. At least one side of you did. Have a great night, everybody, and join Randy and myself from Hurley on Friday for WIAA tournament basketball. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This has been MHSAA High School Basketball on WMPL Radio. Brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Gugibbet Community College, Pasty Central. High School Basketball on WMPL Radio is a Civic Media presentation made possible by the MHSAA.